he dialed Bill's number. It went to voicemail. He didn't leave a message. He figured he wouldn't have to. Bill would know Jesse wasn't calling to discuss how badly the Patriots were going to beat the Jets on Sunday. The bottom line was he needed to get to a meeting sooner rather than later. He went to the online meeting list. But before he could scroll through it, Molly stuck her head into the office after knocking. There were times he'd been happier to see her face, though he couldn't recall when. Then he noticed her expression. "What's wrong?"
"Some people are here to see you."
"What people?"
"Maya Walker and Sam Mayhorn."
"Reverend Sam Mayhorn?"
"Yep, Jesse. Him."
"Send them in." Jesse had a sense that once it got out that Alicia was African-American, and that the dead man was the son of the founder of the Saviors of Society, battle lines would be drawn and Paradise might become a political war zone. Now, there was no doubt of it. Though not quite as much a polarizing figure as Leon Vanderkamp, Reverend Sam, as the media and his followers called him, wasn't beloved by all, especially not by police. He began his career as a preacher in a storefront church in 1980 in Newark, New Jersey, but came into national prominence when he led demonstrations through the streets of that city in the aftermath of a notorious incident involving two police officers and a 16-year-old black girl. The girl, Serena Jamerson, had been missing from her iron-bound neighborhood apartment for several days. Her mother reported this to the police. After her mother complained bitterly in the press that the police didn't seem to take her concerns seriously enough, rumors surfaced that people had seen Serena getting into a patrol car on the night she disappeared. When Serena turned up 2 weeks later at a cousin's apartment in Brooklyn, it was Reverend Sam and Serena's mom who went to bring her home. The sensational tale she told the press went viral. She said the two white policemen had picked her up off the street, got her drunk, drugged her, and had taken her to a motel in New York City somewhere. She was too out of it to remember precisely where. She couldn't remember what they had done to her, but she woke up days later in a back alley somewhere, alone and sore all over. The details of how she'd gotten from the alley to her cousin's were again sketchy at best. By the time the smoke had cleared, and it came out that the story was almost a complete fabrication, the world had changed. The careers of two police officers in question were ruined, and Serena's family was forced to move somewhere out west. Reverend Sam Mayhorn was famous. He had made the jump from small-time preacher to national civil rights leader. And for the past 30 years, every time there was a high-profile incident involving African Americans and the police, Reverend Sam was there. Jesse couldn't help but wonder what angle Mayhorn would play in this case. He'd find out soon enough.